Maddie is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been separated from my spouse for 4 years. Five years ago, I learned that he had been unfaithful to me the entire friendship, engagement, and 25 years of marriage and four children.
Mm. Ouch.
And, yes, but still nonetheless, during that entire time period, you know, in some way, God was preparing me for it. And so, I mean, you're never prepared for that kind of trauma, but nonetheless, I felt confident that once I got past that shock, that I could walk alongside a person who was willing to, heal himself, the marriage, and so on. But nonetheless, didn't really work out that way when I asked him to leave because of lack of humility and remorse and so on, and lack of really even following any kind of regular, consistent program for helping himself to heal. He really never took action. So recently, with this year of mercy, I've completely immersed myself in it and my children, and we're all just trying to do our own little, or just on our own pathway during this year, and we're very much reminded of the need to be merciful towards, for me, my husband, their father, for them. And so I, after consulting with a priest who's been giving me spiritual direction for 4 years, he encouraged me to go to him and to say exactly what was in my heart and what I felt prompted by through the Holy Spirit, which was, I forgive you completely. You have my full mercy. You owe me nothing. Would you stand alongside me by giving our marriage completely back to our Lord and just love each other through him for now, beginning with just adoration for an hour a week? Could we have a goal that we would work towards something by the end of this year of mercy?
Maddie, it's Patrick. Let me just step in if I can. What's the question for Father Serpa tonight?
So he's just about to present. Thank you, Patrick.
All right.
Which is, when I did this, he kind of rejected it. And, I mean, he didn't kind of. He absolutely rejected it. And he rejected it based on, I think, some, like, thinking errors and like, just not very healthy thinking. But when I went back to my priest, he said to me, this response from him is an unloving response, an unfeeling, unloving response. And he said, I want you to think about whether or not your husband truly loves you. And I wanted to ask, when someone rejects your mercy or your forgiveness and that kind of a plea to come back, you know, to put your marriage before our Lord, is this really an unloving thing, or could this also be an indication of ongoing illness?
Well, first of all, I'm not clear on, are you with him, or is he out of the household now?
He's been out of our home for a long time.
Okay. And how old are your children?
In this time period, my children are now in their 20s, and our youngest is 18.
Okay, so that certainly paints a different picture than what I was getting. I didn't know what we were dealing with here. I can't say whether he is mentally ill or not, because that's not my background. You can be forgiving of him without going back, you know, living as man and wife again. It sounds like he certainly doesn't want that. And to just forgive him, it almost sounded like you had strings attached. You know, I forgive you, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. And he doesn't want to do all those things. But if you just said, I forgive you and I want to be at peace with you, how would he act with that?
Ah, understood. Okay, so you think that asking about adoration or going to mass once a week or something is not...
And being considering himself married, you know, it doesn't sound like that's what he wants. It doesn't sound like he's wanted it for a long time.
Well, he says that that's what he wants, and that's what he's working towards, you know. So this is like, maybe this is what he says, which is why I thought...
Well, he may be saying it with his lips. It doesn't sound like he's really saying it, though. I mean, he may be thinking he that's what he wants. It doesn't sound like it is what, to me, from just what you've said. But in any case, I would see if he's willing to, you know, be at peace with you without anything else, just that, and then you live your lives separate. I don't think, from what you said, you know, if this went back to it can be proven that even in your courtship before you were married, that he wasn't really serious about it, that he was seeing other women and so on, I don't think it would be hard to get an annulment. But mm-hmm. You may want to go that route. I don't know. You don't have to. But it sounds unreal to me to expect more from him than that, because I just don't think that for whatever reason he's capable of it. He may be, but it doesn't sound like it to me after all these years.
Thank you for the call, Maddie. Very difficult situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you picked the phone up. I hope it was a blessing.